Consider these words that God spoke to his friend Abraham. Be ever mindful of my presence, and so be blameless. You're listening to Logos, the Word of God, from the Book of Psalms. With all my heart I thank thee. I sing thy praise in the face of all the gods, for thou hast listened to my cry. I bow before thy sacred shrine to praise thee for thy love so true, that far excels all ever known of thee. The very day I call, thine answer comes, with courage to inspire my soul. When kings on earth hear of thy mind and methods, they shall all praise thee, O Eternal One, and sing thy providence. For great is the Eternal Sovereign Might. He looks upon the lowly from his height, and from afar he strikes the haughty down. Though I must pass through the thick of trouble, thou wilt preserve me. Thy hand shall fall upon my angry foes. Thy right hand rescues me. The Eternal intervenes on my behalf. Eternal One, thy kindness never fails. Thou wilt not drop the work thou hast begun. Thou searchest me, Eternal One. Thou knowest me. Thou knowest me sitting or rising. My very thoughts thou readest from afar. Walking or resting, I am scanned by thee, and all my life to thee lies open. Ere ever a word comes to my tongue, O thou Eternal, 'tis well known to thee. Thou art on every side, behind me and before, laying thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is far, far beyond me. Where could I go from thy spirit? Where could I flee from thy face? I climb up to heaven, but thou art there. I nestle in the netherworld, and there thou art. If I darted swift to the dawn, to the verge of ocean afar, thy hand even there would fall upon me, thy right hand would reach me. If I say the dark will screen me, night will hide me in its curtains, yet darkness is not dark to thee, the night is clear as daylight. I praise thee for the awful wonder of my birth. Thy work is wonderful. For thou didst form my being, didst weave me in my mother's womb. Thou knewest all about my soul. My body was no mystery to thee, as I was being molded secretly and put together in the world below. All the days of my life were foreseen by thee, set down within thy book. Ere ever they took shape, they were assigned to me. Ere ever one of them was mine. O God, what mysteries I find in thee! How vast the number of thy purposes! I try to count them, they are more than the sand. I wake from my reverie, and I am still lost in thee. O God, that thou wouldst slay the ungodly, and bid bloodthirsty men be gone from me. Men who defy thee lawlessly, rising up against thee. Shall I not hate all those who hate thee, Eternal? Shall I not loathe these rebels? I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them enemies to myself. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and try my thoughts. See if I am taking a wrong course, and do thou lead me on the lines of life eternal. From evil men deliver me, O Eternal. Save me from violent men, from those who in their hearts plot evil, all the time making mischief, their tongue sharp as a snake, with viper's venom on their lips. Preserve me, O Eternal, from the grip of the ungodly. Save me from outrageous men who plan to overthrow me, from the arrogant who set a trap for me and spread their nets to catch me, their snares beside my path. Thou art my God, I cry to the Eternal. O, listen to my plea. Eternal One, my Lord, my saving strength, who screenest me against attack. Let not ungodly men have their desires. Let not their plots succeed. When they dare to beset me, may their own intrigues overwhelm them. God, rain upon them burning coals. God, hurl them down, never to rise again. Away with the slanderers. May violent men be hunted from one woe to another. They shall find the eternal champions, the rights of the forlorn and the feeble. Just men shall one day give thee thanks for this, and upright men shall dwell within thy presence. You've been listening to the Word of God from the Book of Psalms.